So this is Marsha Listens. I know it's been a long time, but today's topic I want to speak about is writing and living by your own script. We often find ourselves unfulfilled in various parts of our lives due to us living someone else's script that others want us to live by, be it TV, culturally, families, parents, friends. But internally, we feel like we're missing something, because we're showing up for others how others want us to show up. So I want you to think about that. And it may be something small. It may be not sharing how you truly feel on something. It may be taking a job because somebody told you, your family member, your parent told you to take this job, but you really don't want to take that job, right? So I've been in business for myself for over 12 years as a mental health therapist, a spiritual intuitive, and I could think of the nights that I would come home after 12 a.m. or times working 21 days straight, seeing 37 to 40 clients a week. My bank account was looking nice, and on paper, I may have been the shit, but I was drained, exhausted, and suffocating. But I would charge it to, I'm helping people find balance in their life. Imagine that, right? That I can write that off of, yeah, I'm working this hard, but as long as somebody else is finding balance in their life and they're living their life the way they want to, and I'm over here working a lot. I would find myself going on dates, staring into space, and not really listening to the person that was in front of me. It was sad. But when I think about it now, that shit was funny because I was zombied out. I would RSVP to events saying I was coming, but didn't show up because I did not have the social capacity, because my mind was on work and making sure that I would be available for my clients if they need me. I had truly dedicated myself to my business. Even when I would travel around the world, I would show up for my clients. Be it even if I was 6, 8, 10, 12 hours ahead or behind. My business was my significant other, my best friend, a newborn. All that good shit, right? I could justify in my head that this grind was something that I could say that I'm doing right. But I knew that I was missing something on the inside. I knew that I was missing something. And every time I would travel, I would get this glimpse of being nomadic, living outside the country. And that has always been my dream. This level of freedom that I get whenever I travel, that I was constantly getting a taste of when I would go out of the country. But I never knew how to get there. I just knew how it felt. I never could see past, like, how could I effectively move and work here, right? But in the midst of that grind, I did purchase my home. I lost 43 pounds because I gained some weight. I'm the smallest I've ever been in my life. And in spring 2019, I started getting back into the dating world. I was active in dating and going on dates. I also told myself I was going to slow down at work, but that did not happen like that. You see, the script that I was reading from wasn't mine. It was a script that I saw my parents live by that was passed down from generations. The theme, the generational theme, was to work, work some more, and work some more. I thought that that was life, but I thought I was doing something a tad bit different, and that was work hard and play hard, which I was, but I was burning myself out, living out, and reading from someone else's script. My parents still work. They're in their 70s. My dad used to say, you have to get what you got when you're young and work those hours. And nothing against him, but that condoned the working so hard, working so many hours. When I started dating somebody regularly, I knew I needed to slow my ass down at work because that was the only way I could show up in the relationship. I had to force myself to slow down. And it was hard. Shit, it was difficult. When COVID came around, I was still seeing 30 to 35 clients a week, and internally it was a lot to handle. I was the one that everybody came to. And of course, I had my two people that I spoke to on a regular, so I was balanced and sane so I could hold the space for other people. Months after my 40th birthday, I had something that happened to me that made me question and re-examine what I thought I desired in life. At first, this event, I saw it as tragic, but now I'm able to see it as a blessing. The script of working, working, and working was something that was on repeat in my genetics. November 2022, I sold my house that I purchased in 2017, something that my mother didn't want me to do. She wanted me to stay up near them and live this life that they scripted out for me. I had to explain that I was tired, exhausted, and overwhelmed, and something that I couldn't possibly expect her to understand because she didn't live my life and I didn't live hers. I paid off 85% of my debt and I moved to this rural area where I'm living an abundant, adventurous, and free life. If I don't want to work, I don't have to. I now only see 18 to 20 clients a week. I guard my peace and time like I've never done before. I'm out in nature just about every day, and I show up for me before I show up for anyone else. And guess what? I truly feel successful. I truly feel this success that I've never felt before. I finally decided to reject the script that had been passed down for generations that state that you must work your ass off to be somebody. That is what living is all about. I am now living my script, and that is living the life I want to live, and I get to write my script out daily. You may be asking, how can I ditch the script that others want me to live by? One, I want you to identify just one generational, cultural, social, friends, gender theme that has been passed down or that you adopted, right? And as you look at that one, I want you to ask yourself, is this a theme you want to be living by, or are there ingredients in that theme you want to take from? And ask yourself that. And then actually repeat that identifying process, right? And asking yourself that question until you get to a theme that you don't want to live anymore. And ask yourself, what would you replace with it? And then you give yourself full permission to let go of that script and start to write your own. It can be fearful, but trust me, it feels good to be on the side of writing your personal script. Something I want to leave you with. It's a little morbid, but imagine you're on your deathbed and you're thinking about your life. You're going through your life Rolodex, and I'm going to pose this question to you. Would you be satisfied that you lived how someone else wanted you to live? Would you be satisfied to know you lived by someone else's script that didn't know your true desires and you didn't get to live out your own script? I just want you to think about that. Marsha Listen, signing out.